Hey, good afternoon. This is Nima Warobi, the Afro-Brit Rambling Show host, your best-selling author, 29th on the best-selling list on Amazon, saying hello, hello, how are you doing? It is afternoon here in London and it is warm and it is comfortable, and so I'm just chilling out just before I hit my desk and start journaling. What's going on with you? Hope you listened to my podcast on authenticity, especially when it comes to how genuine and congruent you need to be. This is part two, part of my thoughts, and especially because we are living in troubled times. Where is your hope? And where is your hope? This is what I ask all the time. For me, I am aware the world is upside down. We have a global pandemic on us and nobody seems to have the answers. We have a vacuum in leadership globally where leaders are not actually doing anything to support their citizens. We have vacuums in our church where we do not have authentic fellowship, koinonia, with each other because we are afraid of being judged or we are afraid of not being part of the crew or being understood. We have a pandemic on mental health and it is worrying. However, I will share with you what I said when this whole pandemic saga started. I said, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. I was absolutely confident as I stood on my bedside, knowing that the good, the bad, the ugly, pandemic, sickness, health, loss, everything would work together for good. Even the moments that we are able to achieve little things like getting a best-selling book out, all these things will work together for good for those who are called according to God's purpose. I love God. I have an absolute awareness and love for this invisible one who controls all things on this earth. Sovereign enough for us to have our own will, to make our own choices. But even when we go down the wrong route in our foolishness, He will always discipline, not punish, discipline, so that we can get back to what we are called to do. Going back to authenticity, I had a thought, and I remember when we were younger, people used to call each other fake. Oh, you're fake. You're pretending to be this or that. But to be fake means that you are not the same as the original. Yet, of 8 billion people in the world, we are not the same. How we perceive life, how we experience life. We are made in God's image. And God's image is not the skin or the color of your skin. It is His image, which is spirit. Your spirit is made in God's image, and when you choose to have a relationship with Him, that image is livened up to become what God intended you to be. Authenticity means that you've got to be able to get in touch with your Creator from the Spirit. For Spirit gives wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. King Solomon said, "You can write all the books in the world. You can learn everything that you need to learn. But at the end of the day, the fear of God was the beginning of all wisdom. And obeying His commandments was most important." I acknowledge that not everybody is a Christian. And I respect whatever people have with their beliefs. But I have found in my crisis that never seems to end that has caused me to ask, what is it about me that life is not ever easy? But I guess perhaps it's being waking up to the reality of the cruelty and evil of this world. As you travel around the world, there are people who are suffering like you. Whether it is the loss of a loved one, a divorce, the loss of a job, or worse, still like me, struggling to figure out who I am in this world. With a disability, the sadness of not understanding I can no longer stride in life, But I have to take my time and slow down and pace, which is the congruent way of me doing things. I have found that I have to give up the news because all the news is rubbish. What you see and what you hear affects you emotionally. You've got to take care of your emotions. Yes, read. Choose your reading well. Read from your mentors, the people who you would like to be. I do that. I pick books from people I admire. Tony Robinson, Maya Angelou, Trevor Noah, Chimamanda Ngozi. I pick books and I read and I watch their style as they tell tales and sift words through in and out, knitting them to create a story that we all listen to. Lessons that need to be learned to be heard in their authentic voice. I wonder sometimes whether we ever get to authenticity after adversity, because society, school, friends have decided to shape us into what we need to be. But at the age of 51, and also thinking about the age we are in, one wonders whether we can be authentic. As I was sitting back, I was looking at the political veranda of my home country, Kenya, and there will be elections in 2022. And I was deeply saddened, not only because of a country that is racked with corruption, but it is because the young people have no hope. They want to run the country and give them chances, but they have no experience. But we still are in tribal politics. How authentic are you that you can think out of the box and elect somebody else outside your tribe, your ethnicity? In Europe, how authentic are you to turn around and say, I think I'll vote conservative because of XYZ, going against the grain of what Black, Asian, and ethnic minorities vote? To be able to stand alone on principle is a challenge, yet it is congruent. People still don't understand the ability to think for yourself, not necessarily agree with anybody, but to know and trust that what you believe and what you see and how you think is important enough. Your perspective is important. It may be right, it may be wrong, but it is still your perspective. I'm sitting at home, it's about 10 to 3, and I thought I'd shout you out and tell you, you know what? You can only do you. You cannot be anything else but what God created you to be. I love Psalm 139. It says that He knit me in my womb and He watched over me, in my mother's womb, and He watched. Can you imagine God watching your tendons knitting together, to the muscles to knit together, to the knee, to the arm, to your organs coming together, to your lungs, just carefully watching and watching over you? He will watch over you. I can assure you, He will watch over you, even in the chaos that we are in. I do know that there is a great God who watches over His own. We cannot continue the way we are thinking. This whole pandemic, whether it was God, the devil, or it was life, fact is we need to change how we are thinking and how we are viewing things. Real life is happening. People are going to be jobless. And with that comes the need to think outside the box. What can you bring to the table? Go back to your Creator and ask Him, what was I supposed to do on this earth that only I can do? That is your authentic self. You take care. God bless you. And I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine called Donald. He was the one who actually told me he listens to my podcasts. And apparently I do make a lot of sense. So Donald, hey from London, you take care. God bless you and have a wonderful day as I totter out to see if I can get some sunshine. God bless you all. Take care. Bye.